Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo, and today we're going to be talking about a subject matter that I am, my goodness, it just seems like whenever you're around parents, this subject comes up so frequently. What is it? ADHD with children. Now, my guest today is Deborah Merlin. Deborah has been very much involved with this subject, and she's put out a book called Victory Over ADHD. Deborah, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Donna.
Now, I want my listeners to know that this is really a very personal story for you because you had twin boys who were born 10 weeks premature. They had developmental delays. They were diagnosed with ADHD. They were recommended to go on to drug therapy, but your husband was adamantly against that, and between the two of you, these boys really ended up going through some wonderful, wonderful changes. And of course, I wonder why you don't have Clairol rinses every day of your life, because this is just something I don't know that I could have handled as well as you did. But you found a non-invasive drug-free treatment for your two boys, and it really made a difference in the resulting positive condition of your son. So tell my audience about your experience, because you have photos of your boys throughout this book showing the changes. But the other stuff you get, let's talk about this personal experience you went through.
It wasn't just ADHD. Initially, the professionals that my children work with thought they were autistic. And it's interesting because many parents I have spoken to have similar experiences where their children get conflicting diagnoses from different doctors.
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting about attention deficit disorder is there's a spectrum. It starts with ADD, attention deficit disorder, ADHD with the hyperactivity. Then it goes up to Asperger's, high-functioning autism. And I believe what's causing this epidemic of ADHD and autism is the same cause.
Mm-hmm.
It's just how it manifests in different children. So there was a time when one of my twins did appear to be autistic. He was very withdrawn. He would line up his toys. He would go off to a corner and play by himself. It turned out that his ears were always filled with fluid, and he wasn't feeling well. There was always an ear infection brewing.
Mm-hmm.
Once we discovered he had a dairy allergy, and we took him off all dairy products, he totally changed. He became very social, and the withdrawal behavior just went away. So it's different for different children,
mm-hmm.
but it's really important to look at what is actually causing the behavior instead of just addressing it with pharmaceuticals. And because my twins were premature, and one of the twins had underdeveloped lungs, he developed asthma. And then my other twin developed asthma, which is probably from the dairy. And so we had to, between all the asthma medications they were on and the antibiotics for treating ear infections that were actually a dairy allergy, my husband and I felt they were on too many medications already to put them on another one. But in the end, we discovered that, well, we actually took them off all the medications.
Mm-hmm.
And treated all their conditions naturally. And it's not unusual for children with ADHD to have other health issues like asthma and frequent colds and allergies.
This is something that I feel is really cutting edge. And through the last 8 years that I've had my show, I've interviewed a number of mothers that seem to be way ahead of the curve of many of the physicians.
Yes.
And I know doctors, it's difficult enough just to keep up with their patient flow,
right.
But to be able to keep up to date with latest research, et cetera, it's next to impossible for a lot of them because they've already got such a heavy load. So I'm not down on doctors.
No.
But what I do get upset with is when physicians will not listen to the mothers. They're not hearing what the mothers say.
That's why I wrote the book.
Right. And I think that women like yourself that have come together and said, look, let's share this information, let's get this out here so that you can look at options. Just this morning, there was a woman visiting our home, and her son had been given, she said they had diagnosed him as Asperger's, but she really took a very different approach, not unlike you and your husband,
mm-hmm.
saying, we're going to do things differently. And both of her children are brilliant children. One's
yeah.
a genius with math, and another one's, you know, doing other stuff. And she did things that were considered abnormal, not common in the experience of the trained physicians. And so it really created a challenge for her, but she stuck to her guns, and she has got two fine sons as a result of that. So I think you gals are really to be commended, and I think your husband is to be complimented
yes.
because he was adamant. I mean, you're exhausted. You're saying, I don't know that I can do any more of this because most of the burden was on you. And he said, no drugs. That's it.
That's right. That's, yeah.
No drugs. He said, he even threatened he was going to leave you.
If I did. And I don't think he would have, but even
no.
though he said that.
Sure,
but,
because
but
he needed to get your attention. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
And my husband's a smart man. He's intuitive. And in my heart, I knew he was right.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things that fascinated me in your book, it's a comment you made about yourself, as well as your boys, and that was that both of you had chronic respiratory problems.
Yes.
So you had had this patterning with yourself, so it's like they inherited this from you.
Yes, this is true. And there was a combination of things going on. If you could just bear with me.
Sure.
In my childhood, and I actually speak about this in my story, I had ADD. So automatically you think it's genetic, but not so.
Mm-hmm.
I had a sugar addiction growing up. And I would steal 25 cents from my father at least a few days a week and walk up to the corner store when I was 6, 7 years old and buy 5 candy bars for a nickel each.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd eat all of them by the time I got home,
mm-hmm.
which led to 15 amalgam fillings containing mercury.
Mm-hmm.
And also, too much sugar can cause an overgrowth of fungus, which can lead to brain fog. So I had learning disabilities growing up as well, but somehow I muddled through it. And I think what saved me personally is I was a pretty intuitive child, and I was also creative. So through my creativity, I was able to sail through. And then when I got pregnant, it was a very challenging pregnancy, and I was reasonably healthy by that point. But we moved into a house. Well, before I got pregnant, we moved into this small house, and there was mold growing behind my bed, and I did not know it.
Mm-hmm.
And that started off with me getting sick all the time. I could not understand why. And I was going to an allopathic doctor, and he kept on prescribing me antibiotics, which was causing more yeast overgrowth. So between my amalgam fillings in my mouth, which contained mercury, and too much yeast in my body, set me up for getting frequent respiratory infections. With my children being born premature and having a lot of delays, they were also getting infections, but that was more from the food allergies. However, the doctors were not diagnosing it properly. and they kept on giving both my children antibiotics, which also caused yeast overgrowth.
Mm-hmm.
And besides the yeast, they got all the vaccines. And in Barbara Lowe Fisher's book, A Shot in the Dark, there's some children that is recommended that they do not get the vaccines, and those are premature babies, low birth babies, and babies with chronic health conditions. And my twins fell into all those categories.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're too tiny.
They're too small.
They have no immune system development.
Yep, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Thank God the hepatitis B vaccine was not available when they were born.
Mm-hmm.
Because then they would have probably been full-blown autistic. And I can't believe that they give the hepatitis B vaccine to all newborn babies.
Mm-hmm. A lot of it is, again, I think there is so much because they don't understand. And that's where the mothers many times are saying, there is something wrong here. And there are some physicians coming out now saying that the babies should not be given this immediately. They should be allowed, you know, they've got to be a few months old, because their immune system has to develop, and that is very important. And when they're tiny, they really don't have much to fight with, and so I think that's why they feel like they should give it to them, because it gives something to assist the immune system. But we're learning. It's a learning curve. It's not an easy one.
No, it's not. But hepatitis B vaccine was developed for prostitutes and drug addicts.
Mm-hmm.
So there was no need to give these babies the hepatitis B vaccine.
Mm-hmm. You bring out some points about cow's milk.
Yes.
And there's been research regarding this, and with a lot of course, mother's milk is the best. When a baby's born, that is optimum.
Mm-hmm.
And then you don't have that. So if there's some women that can't nurse, or they're ill, or, you know, there's various things that occur. But one of the points you bring out is to be sure, if you're going to use any kind of dairy product, that you have the organic dairy, because the antibiotics and the pesticide residues that are in the milk can really affect the immune system.
Absolutely.
You know, of tiny, tiny children. Now, you ended up giving your boys Risperdal.
One of my twins, they were going from fifth grade into sixth grade. They were changing schools. Middle school starts in sixth grade in Los Angeles. So they were going from a small school to a very large school. And this is before we discovered what we need to do to heal them, by the way. He was stressed. He was having anxiety. He had constant facial tics, and they were increasing as he was getting older. And the doctor thought maybe Risperdal might be a good solution just temporarily to get him through the transition. But it made him so tired. It was so difficult to wake him up. And it really wasn't helping. I didn't find it helping. But now I've since learned that one of the side effects of Risperdal is that boys grow breasts.
Mm-hmm.
And they've had to have mastectomies. So I'm really grateful that that did not happen to my son, and we did not have him on that long. It was maybe 3 or 4 months, and it was a very low dosage.
Mm-hmm. Now, you found a Dr. Allen.
Yes.
That really was understanding that there were some things that need to be tested, and
yes.
One of it was the amino acid profile. Let's talk about this for a moment, because this is really fascinating. There's a lot of adults out there that could benefit from having a test like this. You benefited from having a test like this. Tell us about this.
Well, amino acid deficiencies are very common, and amino acids are the building blocks of life. And I feel that instead of taking antidepressants and other pharmaceuticals for neurological conditions, it's best to test to see if you have an amino acid deficiency. At first, I didn't think it was going to help, because at this point, I became cynical about everything we'd done. But I was shocked to see that, well, I'll back up a little bit. One of my twins who had the facial tics also had a violent temper with no impulse control.
Mm-hmm.
And he was getting strong. And he was always irritable, never happy. So when I was telling Dr. Allen about my son's symptoms, he said, let's do an amino acid test on him and see what's going on with his brain activity. So we first did a QEEG to measure his brain activity, and it turned out he was having seizure-like activity. And incidentally, seizures are very common with kids with ADHD and autism. And it turned out he was having seizures. He described it as watching a football game with all the players running at different speeds, which would be very frustrating to be in a brain like that.
Mm-hmm.
So once we tested him for the amino acids, we found they were quite low. And within a few days of supplementing him with amino acids, his facial tics stopped. There was no more violent temper once he started taking the amino acids, and they really worked fast. His grades went from failing to A's and B's.
Mm-hmm.
He was much happier. And then, of course, we were all deficient in amino acids. And I think part of it is not that I wasn't feeding my children enough protein, but it's the way they were digesting it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the problem, too, because the American diet is pretty pathetic. People are not eating healthy foods, and it's very common that we have an overgrowth of yeast in our bodies. And also wheat gluten has actually coats the intestinal tract, which makes it difficult to absorb the other nutrients we eat. So we are really nutrient deficient, which is showing up as a brain disorder. Once certain foods are removed from the diet, like wheat, gluten, products, and dairy, the changes can occur immediately without medications. You can see within a few weeks of removing certain toxic foods from the diet how much better you can function, especially with artificial food coloring. That has to be one of the most toxic foods you can feed a child. Because, and many people don't know this, but most artificial food coloring contains heavy metals. Lead, arsenic, and mercury. So we're actually feeding our children these foods with these toxins every day. And this was one of my problems, too. I was feeding my kids cereals that was loaded with sugar, corn syrup, and artificial food coloring, just trying to get them to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a challenge, I know, for many parents because kids tend to be picky eaters.
Well, I think what happens is they see so much stuff on television.
Yes.
But there are those kids that will be picky eaters, but your children were having health problems. And
yes.
So you had been going along feeding them certain foods, and then all of a sudden you go, whoops, you can't have this now. So
right.
You then have to come up with alternatives that they're going to be wanting to have. And heck, adults have a difficult time as it is to say, no, I don't want this or I can't have that, and being able to manage it. And when you have kids, they go, thank you very much, but I wanted the chocolate-covered donuts that you've been feeding me every day, and now you're giving me a hard-boiled egg? You got to be kidding.
Right, I know. It is challenging. But, you know, the good news is because many people, it's becoming more and more common knowledge that wheat gluten is not healthy for us, that many Whole Foods and many health food stores and Trader Joe's, they're actually carrying gluten-free products.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So there are alternatives. Almond milk is a wonderful alternative, providing that you're not allergic to nuts.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Dairy. To dairy. It's delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And I found it worked well with my kids. They didn't even know the difference.
Right. Well, the almond milk is, that's a very old, old, old thing that's been done with nuts to flavor things. I mean, almonds are wonderful.
So they're very tasty.
Yeah, they're very tasty. Now, one of the things that you bring out, and this sort of touches home base with me, because we had animals affected by pesticide poisoning.
Oh, yeah.
And we also had one of our Scotties years ago ended up getting lymphoma, and we didn't know it at the time, but he had tumors that were literally the size of baseballs in his body. We had no clue that this was going on with him, and he died shortly after they were discovered. And it was brought about by pesticide exposure. Mm-hmm. And there was a vet that said they were seeing more of this in animals, especially out on farms where there was a lot of crop dusting. Well, we have come such a long way with pesticides, and now we're reaping results that we did not expect. And we know about the vets that were affected by Agent Orange over in Vietnam. There are so many other things that have gone on. I know the interviews I've done through the years. You bring out something about the common symptoms of pesticide poisoning. Create an inability to think, poor concentration,
right.
Hyperactivity, poor coordination, weakness, nervousness, breathing problems, muscle pains, twitching, and neurological challenges. And people do not understand. It doesn't have to be a huge amount of this.
No.
It can be a very small amount, and dependent on how your body handles that, depends on how you respond. And we have, 80,000-plus chemicals that have been introduced, or more than that. It's probably more like 200,000 chemicals that have been
developed.
And
never test it. And never test it for human safety. Okay.
So you have all of these things, but you did something for yourself. You said because you found you had heavy metal toxicity. You use Chlorella algae, which binds with and removes toxic metals and pesticides from the body, and you use cilantro. Tell us about those two components and how you discovered that.
You know, I don't remember exactly where I heard it from, but I started to become fanatical about research because I know that nature works.
Mm-hmm.
And there are many things that we can eat that can literally reverse disease. And I attended the farmer's market every Wednesday, and I would pick the farmer's brains about the different herbs they were selling, and I'd ask them questions. Then we get into deeper conversations about the benefits of these products. But then I also get the e-newsletter, Mercola.com, which you may be familiar with. It's a wonderful newsletter, a homeopath writes, and he talks quite a bit about alternative medicine and cilantro and other ways to detox the body naturally. So it's very important to go to your health food store. Go to the nutritional department. Usually the people working there are very helpful and knowledgeable. They can teach you about the different benefits. When I was going through this, I did not have the internet. Google wasn't around. So I really had to find out, through talking to people and really getting out there. But if you can just Google now, natural ways to remove heavy metals from the body or pesticides from the body. And you can read about chlorella and cilantro and all the different.
Mm-hmm.
And there's probably more things, too. I just can't think of them off the top of my head. Vitamin C. 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C can remove lead from your body.
Terrific. So there are these natural
chelators.
Chelators that enable the body. And I know chelation does work for people, but if that's not something that's in your budget, and if you go and you have blood tests done and you find that you're low in amino acids, that can be supplemented. And if you have high metal toxicity, and there are special tests for that, then there are things you can do through the diet, through supplementation, to help balance things out. In your book, you also address aspartame. And you have a section in here that I think is, and I'm going to read it exactly as you stated it. As early as 1970, John Olney, a research psychiatrist in the Department of Psychiatry at Washington School of Medicine, pioneered proof of aspartame's dangerous entry into the brain. He informed G.D. Searle Pharmaceuticals, the developer of aspartame and founder of the NutraSweet company, warning them that aspartic acid and aspartame causes holes to form in the brains of his laboratory mice. Olney proved that the excess aspartic acid in the brain destroys brain neurons. He established that approximately 75% of the neural cells in any particular area of the brain could be killed before any clinical symptoms of a chronic illness are even noticed. Neural cell damage can occur from excessive aspartic acid, allowing too much calcium into the cells, triggering excessive amounts of free radicals, which kill brains. And that's something that I don't know that many people connect, that whatever you take into your body, the brain's going to get part of it.
Absolutely.
It is systemic. It goes through everything in the body. And
everything
with,
we eat, is
right.
the brain is affected. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All of it. So when you read and you are aware, and this book, Victory Over ADHD, is not just about ADHD. It is, but you've also got additional information because of the research that Deborah decided that she needed to do, and that's why she put the book together. With this, Deborah, you go into so many different things. You talk about dyslexia. You talk about orbital frontal attention deficits. You talk about the way that there can be interactive metronome training and retained primitive reflex therapy, which is RPR. The brain is such a fascinating organ in the body, and they are finally realizing that it's not dead. You know, your brain cells may die. There are lots of them dying all the time, but it also rebuilds itself.
It can. And the I don't know if you had the updated version of my book, Victory Over ADHD, or my first version, because what you read from, I think it's from my first Victory Over ADHD.
Okay.
Okay. But I'm going to go back to aspartame. People need to be aware of it. It's in so many of our foods. It's in commercial children's vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
So when they go to the store and they purchase chewable vitamins for their kids, you should look at the label, because aspartame is usually in there.
Mm-hmm.
with artificial food coloring.
Mm-hmm.
And they're taking a synthetic vitamin that has traces of heavy metals and products that cause and chemicals that cause neurological damage. Really, you're better off to go to a natural health food store and buy a whole food supplement, which is actually made from foods. Organic foods rather than chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
But the Hamill Institute is located in Seattle, and it was founded by Judith Bluestone, who passed away last year. But her techniques were very powerful, and her techniques actually cured one of my twins from bedwetting. He was still, because he was so premature and he had low muscle tone, he had bladder control problems, and he was still wetting his bed at 17. And her methods actually cured his bedwetting within 5 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Just by a simple, low-tech exercise that you can do at home. So, and at her institute, when you talk about the brain is an amazing organ. You can rebuild the neural pathways in your brain. You can reverse neurological damage through diet and techniques that you can use to rebuild the neural pathways in the brain.
It's a fascinating thing. I think they're even going to find links with people, because there's like 20 different types of dementia. And I think that they're coming into a time when they're going to discover the chemistry that creates the patterning that occurs in people's brains. And a lot of things that we are noticing, autism,
yes,
various things that are increasing that are at levels that were unimaginable 20 years ago.
Yes. As a matter of fact, I'm really glad you brought that up, because there is a true epidemic of autism. I've been tracking the statistics for the past 7 years in the Los Angeles Unified School District.
Mm-hmm.
7 years ago, there were 3,400 autistic students. Now there's 9,300.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
6,000 students in 6 years. Well, it's going up between 750 to 1,000 students each year. And some people say it was being better diagnosed now. We know more about it. And that is true, I'm sure, with a few of the cases, but not by 1,000 a year in one school district. There's something going on. And genetics don't cause epidemics.
No, not like this.
No,
well, Deborah, you know, we are out of time, and there's just so much good information in your book, Victory Over ADHD. It's a holistic approach. You have put so much good information into this book that I would recommend it highly to anyone, because it is taking that positioning of assertiveness and saying this is what we need to be aware of. It doesn't mean that everything is known, far from it, but it gives a parent something to work with. And if you know, if those of you in the audience know of anybody that is having challenges, Deborah Merlin's book is a good one. Deborah, quickly, what is your website?
VictoryOverADHD.com.
All right, VictoryOverADHD.com.
There's
Thank
a lot of good
again.
Resources on there, too, for parents.
Great. This is Donna Sebo. We are out of time. Deborah, thank you so much for being my guest today.
Thank you,
Keep
Donna.
Up the good work.
It's
very much needed. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break, and we're going to come back in just a moment.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature. However, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, ttap.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's TTAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717, ttap.com.
Hello, and welcome back. This is Donna Sebo, and if you'd like to chat with me, give me a buzz at 888-815-9756. I know we had a caller from the Bahamas, and if she was on a cell phone, apparently the cell phone just disappeared into the ethers, but just the telephone lines are open again, 888-815-9756. I'm going to take this opportunity to thank the staff and those of you that came out to the Emerald Spiral event on Saturday. It was a gorgeous day here in the Pacific Northwest, and we were just really pleased with all of the people that we had a chance to chat with and to interact with at that marvelous event. And I want to say thank you to the staff and the people that were putting this all together. They really did a very, very nice job. So they'll be having another event in the fall, and we'll be sure to let you know about that as well. Donna Sebo here again. Give me a buzz if you want to chat, 888-815-9756, and I'll light up your life with a little bit of insight. Now, tomorrow we're going to be talking about why we love dogs, eat pigs, and love cows. My guest is going to be Melanie Joy. And then on Wednesday, if you're dealing with credit issues, I was talking with people yesterday that were just different clients, and yes, I do work on Sundays occasionally. It just were emergency situations, and they were, each of them, dealing with certain credit issues. And I listened to them, and I thought, this really has become something that is concerning so many people, because so many people lost jobs. They're really having a challenge. Well, we're going to be talking with Mr. Dvorkin, who is very knowledgeable about how you can get yourself out of what he calls the credit hell. And we're going to be sharing that with you. Also, we're going to be talking about the Big Book of Soul, Stephanie Rosebird, and that's going to be on Thursday. And then Interview Tactics, How to Survive Media Without Getting Clobbered. If ever you find yourself in an interview situation, you wouldn't have that if you came on the air with me. I don't clobber people, but there's a lot of very caustic interviewers out there in media world, so we're going to have an opportunity to find out how to take care of ourselves when it comes to being involved in a situation like that. So we've got a very interesting lineup of people, and we have been having some interesting challenges with our computers here at home. We've been upgrading in the office and in home, we've been upgrading to the Windows 7 system. So there's a lot of new things that have been going on, and I'm sure all of you are doing something because you're all involved with technology when you're listening to this show. But I learned something today that I wanted to pass along to you. I've already shared it with some other people, and that is, if you're going to have wireless technology in your house, realize that some of the technology you may have, for example, your cell phones, cell phones themselves, but also if you have a base phone that is cellular, then that can interfere with signals if you've got wireless technology with your computer. We learned that a router and a modem needed to be like 5 to 8 feet. I just learned this morning, 5 to 8 feet apart from each other. And if you've got other wireless technology in the room where you have this set up, if you've got more than one computer going on, you actually can have some interference. It'll toss you off the internet. We've been going just crazy with the way this system and everything was set up beautifully, how we have been getting knocked off the internet. It's like so frequently, it's not funny. And so we kept calling up the cable company, and finally, I encountered a young man who is very sophisticated in his understanding, and he gave me this information. So I pass it along to you. So just understand, there's a lot of things we can't see in the way of energy that can actually cause interference with systems. So just be aware of that. Donna Siebel here. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat, 888-815-9756. And for those of you in Alaska, I am going to be up in Alaska the week of the 12th, and my newsletter will be going out, so you will be able to see the dates and the locations all in the newsletter. And don't forget, those of you listening, if you have special experiences in the area of the paranormal, I'd love to have you send me a story. I would just love to hear what your experience was, because I'm putting together a book of 100 stories of personal experiences that people have had. It could be anything from seeing a ghost, out-of-body experience. I mean, it's just ad infinitum, but I'd love to hear your story. So do send it along to me. Send it to Donna at DelphiInternational.com. I think that whenever we have our back up against a wall, it's an opportunity for us to look at options. And so often people will have an experience, they will say, gee, this isn't working. I think of my guest that we were talking with earlier today, and she and her husband both said there had to be a better way. So they started researching. Now, this wasn't a straight line for them. They went through a lot of ups and downs with their children. But they were able to finally get information that gave them assistance, and eventually they found medical professionals that were able to help them. Well, I think we need to have an awareness and intent and expectation that we can resolve problems. And we don't have to be out in the world slashing each other's throats and beating each other's to pulp. What we need to realize is that it's a thinking process that goes along with action that brings results. And I came across the story about this doctor, William LaShed, and he's in Florida. He had retired. He had been a physician for 40 years, and he just thought, this is ridiculous. I'm retiring. I'm supposed to be experiencing this euphoria, and I'm experiencing just the opposite. Now, this is a dedicated physician. And he said, I thought, this is just not really what I want to do. I've been a doctor all of my life. I love being a doctor. And I want to go on with it. So he was sort of in a unique situation. He didn't quite know what to do with it. There wasn't a book written about that. So he happened to go out to eat at a restaurant with his wife, and there was a patient who was a restaurant worker, and this patient washed dishes and only made minimum wage. She had come in to see him with a bad case of dermatitis. Her hands were just horribly, horribly inflamed and red. But he also, after he had given her an exam, noticed that she had a spot of melanoma on her shoulder. And he said, you know, we're going to have to take care of it. And she said, Doc, I don't have any insurance. And he said, don't worry. Well, you just pay what you can, but we've got to treat this. We can't let this go on. So he took care of her. But he couldn't forget this lady and many other people in his community that didn't have insurance. They couldn't afford it. They were on very, very low income. They were caregivers. He said they were construction workers. They came from all walks of life. They worked long hours for the little bit of money they got. They couldn't afford the insurance. And he said so many of them would not seek any kind of medical care because they figured they were just going to be turned away since they didn't have insurance. And he said, this was my calling. My wife was a nurse. She had a passion for caring for people, too. So the two of them decided to do something a bit different. They decided they were going to start a clinic. Now, his wife, being a nurse, she said, okay, we're going to need to figure out how we want to do it. And they started an idea file. And they decided that their clinic was going to be staffed with volunteers because this was going to be a clinic for the low-income people. And patients would always be treated with dignity and respect, and they'd be able to get their medications that they would need. They made sure that they would be able to get it for minimal, if any, cost. They'd open in the evenings. How many places do you hear of that are open in the evenings? And also Saturdays, who couldn't afford to miss work, people would go in on Saturdays. And no one would be expected to pay more than 1 hour's wage. If they wanted to pay more, they could. But that's all that they expected. Well, I'll tell you, Dr. LaShed and his wife got so excited about this, but they knew it was going to take a lot of work. So they called a bunch of friends over to their home, all of them involved in the medical field, doctors, pharmacists, you know, all kinds of people. And these had been people they had known for a long time. And they said, okay, this is what we're wanting to do. These are people, they don't have any choice. They need help. They don't qualify for government aid. They can't afford the clinics that are around. We'd have to do this with donation and grants and lots of volunteers. We need help. That's what they said. Do you know that every single person that came to their home that evening volunteered? Well, there's even more to this story, and I'm going to share it with you after we come back. But if you'd also like to chat with me today, 888-815-9756 is the number to call. We'll be right back.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right, Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Ged Rose. Buy it today. 800-872-8852.
As a counselor, Donna Sebo is available for private consultations by appointment. These can be done by telephone or in person. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Donna, call 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. That's 253-582-5604 or outside of Pierce County, 800-872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 888-815-9756. Well, to continue with the story about the doctor and his wife and their now established group of 14, they started this clinic. They assigned tasks and everybody participated in putting the stuff together for the clinic. There were people that worked on the business plan, paperwork that had to be done regarding the 501c3 charity status. You had to get approval to open a clinic. You had to find the location. There was a pharmacist in their group, and he contacted various drug companies for donations and even more, reductions. So they just absolutely went after this. Now, there was a local hospital, and the doctor went to the CEO of this community hospital, and he said, "I was literally begging for space so that we could start this." There were two storefronts in a local mall that was owned by the hospital. He said, "They're not in great shape, but they're empty. We could rent them to you, and that would be a dollar a year." And he said, "We can manage a dollar a year." So they got everything done, and the place, when they went over, was a dump. They went into these storefronts. They hadn't been occupied for a long time. A lot of trash. I mean, it was just amazing. It was going to take so much work. But you know what? They got in touch with their local newspaper. Mm-hmm. They said, "We need help. We need volunteers." Do you know what? They started coming in the front door. More physicians. More people in medicine. So in 1999, they opened the Neighborhood Health Clinic in Naples, Florida. They didn't have a big staff. It was 9 volunteers. That was 3 physicians, 3 nurses, and 3 office workers. The day they opened, 8 patients showed up. Every single one of them needed help. He said, "Now our clinic has grown so much, we have hundreds of volunteers, and we now have a very large space of our own." In 10 years, this doctor, all of these volunteers, have treated more than 40,000 cases and provided more than $20 million in free care to those in need. He said, "Every time we hit a roadblock, the need for new equipment, new computers, bigger space, somehow there's always been a solution that's appeared." Just like one doctor that walked in when we were looking at this horrific mess and said, "I want to help you," and picked up a broom and started sweeping the floor. So he and his wife, they've been very involved. They are not as active now in the day-to-day operations, but they are still involved along with the others that are so dedicated. But they learned that their retirement was not really retiring than the old concept. It was starting something new. And they found that they could do what was needed to be done. And there were a lot of people that were willing to do it too. And I think when it comes to problem solving, this doctor and his wife, Nancy, they went the extra mile. They said, what can we do with the talents that we have that can assist those that need them? And there is a huge need out there. It's a different way of looking at things. Instead of expecting a government to rescue you or something magical to appear out of the sky. Sometimes all it takes is rolling up your shirt sleeves and telling other people what your dream is and allowing them to assist you to get there. That's the magic. Because it only happens with people. People create the situations, they also can create the solutions. And I think that that is really optimum. This is Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat at 888-815-9756. Well, my goodness, we have so many good things coming out. I have to tell you, here in the Pacific Northwest, we have had a phenomenal day. Our temps dropped dramatically. We have had huge storm fronts come through after balmy, absolutely spectacularly gorgeous weather on Saturday. The weather change started on Sunday, which is not unusual for us this time of the year. But today, we had hail. Everything was covered in white. Actually, it's called corn snow. That's what it's called. I call it hail, but it really is corn snow. And the temps dropped enough, but within a half hour, it was all gone because the temps then went warmed up. And then we've been getting these cloud bursts of rain that are just amazing. It comes down so hard and fast. It's just like your windshield wipers can't even handle it all. So you just stop the car and you wait until it passes and then you move on. It's been an incredible demonstration of the power of Mother Nature and how so many times in our world, because of conveniences that we have evolved through, we forget that Mother Nature has a mind of her own. And sometimes, especially when she just decides she wants to wreak havoc, she will do it. I always say it's a PMS attack. But it's one of those things that it happens. And we get so spoiled that we forget that this type of stuff is not new. We experienced this here in the Pacific Northwest in 1980. I haven't seen corn snow like this since 1980. And it's just absolutely beautiful, but it goes just as quickly as it comes. And I was talking with some people who are really into gardening, and they're saying their gardens are just coming up like crazy. And that was brought to my attention with a poem from Donna Frank. She said, lush and budding greens, a little white fence lining, lettuce, peppers, cherry tomatoes, crisp summer salad, and mint for sweet tea. The soil is most moist and cool on my fingertips. The joys of a summer garden. Well, we're not in summer yet, but we have got springtime here, and I'm telling you, we are really, really enjoying it. So I know there's so many parts of the country where people feel like they are freezing, but I want you to know that doesn't have to be the case at all with you. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat, 888-815-9756. Well, I wanted to share with you quickly, because I know we're coming to the end of the hour here, that when it comes to using appliances, you really need to do your homework, because so many times the promises that appliances will deliver are really not all up to par. And Consumer Reports, for example, had some very good information on washing machines and talking about how you'll see different brands, but they're all really, really made under one factory's auspices. So there are things that when it comes to looking at what you need or what you want, we are so fortunate today that we are able to check and find out what patterns are, who's doing research on what we can do for ourselves to make our lives better. We are very fortunate people indeed. And though we've got challenges and problems, that's nothing new. Show me a generation that hasn't had them, and I'd really be amazed, because we always experience them. That is life. Remember, always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. This is Donna Sebo. It's been a delight sharing this hour with you. And tomorrow, well, we're going to find out about dogs, pigs, and cows. Don't miss it. I'm glad we were able to talk. Remember, I'll be back here, same time, same place, right here on bbsradio.com. You're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. This is Donna Sebo. Talk with you tomorrow. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.